What? Repeat the question.
Well, just, it was asking about specific memories you might have about him.
One I've told you before, but I'll tell it again to show how kind-hearted he was. He was taking me home, or he was going to town once, and I had been out there. It was time for me to go home. I was going back with him. And we were driving through a pretty stretch of pine on a one-track road, buggy road. And I saw these sheep off to one side. And a little lamb was standing there, bleating very pitifully. And I looked, and his mother was lying there. The lamb's mother was lying there dead. And buzzards were after her, were getting to her. And I said, "Oh, Grandpa, those buzzards are going to get that little lamb." And he knew the lamb didn't belong to him. We didn't know whose it was, but we knew that it would have been killed before the day was over. So when he got to town, I'm sure it was preying on his mind. When he came back along, the little lamb was still there. And he picked it up and carried it home and gave it to Gladys as her pet. And she raised that lamb, and later they got a mate for it, and they raised some sheep. Then we saw them shearing sheep later on. I'll never forget Nan. They named her Nan.
Gladys has also told me very affectionately about that pet lamb. It was one of her fondest memories. When I interviewed her about 10 years ago. What were you driving in when you saw the sheep? Was it a buggy or a car?
Mule and buggy.
Mule and buggy.
Little mule was Kit.
Kit the mule, okay. A four-wheel wagon or?
Four-wheel buggy.
Four-wheel buggy.
We were sitting in the buggy seat.
At a walking pace coming down a little.
Yeah.
Road in the pine woods.
Right.
It's nice to try to sketch that picture in there.
Oh, it was fun.
What did the pines look like? Were they like a lot like today with lots of brush under them? Or?
Well, these were younger trees. Very beautiful stretch of land there. And I remember asking whose land that was. And he said it belonged to Georgia Land Company. He thought. That's all I knew.